I'm inviting you right now to be a queen in your life and in your business and not a princess. Enough with the pity party. Enough with the woe is me. Enough with the any form of insecurity or lack of confidence. You are a child of God. The creator of the universe also created you as a masterpiece. So I want you to own that. I want you to own that, own you, own the greatness, and remember that God's in charge of it all. You've gotten great at divine working, but what about divine living? Welcome to the Divine Living Podcast. I'm your host, Gina DeVee. You're not alone in wanting more. And here at the Divine Living Podcast, you can expect to be part of conversations from women like us who unapologetically dream big and are obsessed with manifesting our most fabulous lives. The conversation starts now. Gorgeous. I'm so excited to jump into today's amazing Divine Living Podcast episode with you. But first, I want to invite you to a very special free 5-day virtual event that is all about uncovering your next level calling. I know that so many of us are just like swimming around in the circles in our head and just curious about like, what am I doing with my life? What am I meant for? Like, I'm bored with stuff that's like been same old, same old. So all this, if you're ready for a super big breakthrough, April 12th through 16th, I'm hosting this free, totally gorgeous, feminine online retreat. Come join us. It's divineliving.com/next level. We'll get you in and get you all the details. divineliving.com/next level. And I'm just going to be pouring into you Monday through Friday. I know my own personal journey has been so much about completing endings, end of era, getting ready for the next level and what that is. And so I'm going to share with you what I've been going through and really support you in getting clear and confident and actually excited about your next level calling. So come join us, divineliving.com/next level. And now enjoy today's episode. Welcome, Queen, to today's Divine Living Podcast. So looking forward to being with you today, because what we're going to be talking about is getting to your next level and you not being the one to stop the flow of your own abundance. And this can feel like a little bit of a heavy subject, especially if we're sort of down and out, or we feel like we're trying and doing all the things and nothing seems to be working, or it doesn't seem to be working at the level that we're really, really craving. And there is good news that I have to share with you today, because your next level success, it is a given. It is already there. It is already done. It is already within you. And the opportunity that we women have as queens is to really seek the full calling. And that doesn't mean be busy. And that doesn't mean try. And that certainly doesn't mean get all worried and stressed out and freak out and spin on all the stuff that we're afraid of that happened in the past that we don't want to repeat, because it's the only thing that's going to repeat is all the stuff that we're thinking about. And instead today, I want to just take this as fact. Your next level, your next big thing, your big breakthrough, your calling, your what you're meant for is meant to be experienced at the highest level. And that includes money issues, that includes visibility issues, that includes your level of impact, that includes your level of joy and creativity, and you absolutely thriving. And for all of that to line up, it's not so much for you to do more, but for you to get out of the way more, for you to genuinely go within more, seek more, and get the divine guidance. Get the lesson. And I can tell you from firsthand experience, it is a lot easier, a lot quicker, and a lot more, you're able to get the lesson in a much more fun way when you're not in a cloud of your own doom and gloom, when you're not compare and despair, and you're not so angry at yourself or others or the clients that didn't sign up or God or the universe or any of it. When you really come with this anticipation you're so certain, you're not even wondering, what if it's not there for me, that you know that you know that you know that this next level, it's amazing and it's abundant and it's so you and so you, it's only meant for you and it could only flow through you. And the opportunity that we have is to get all of the conditioning out of our head and to get ourselves out of the way. Because the conditioning is, well, you got to do more. And the condition is, well, if you're not working 20 hours a day, then you're going to miss out and you're not going to make the money. And the conditioning is that if you're not on Clubhouse and Instagram and TikTok and blogging and podcasting and in this constant flutter and flurry, that you're going to miss out on your calling. And I'm going to invite you to just stop. Stop. Stop with the natter and stop with the chatter and stop with the worry and stop with the stress and stop with all of the massive action doing that isn't getting you where you want to be and you're not enjoying your experience along the path. Now, if you're in some kind of flow state and you've gotten some traction and it's working great, then stay in that. But if you're like where I have been so many times, just stuck in the spin and stuck in the fear and stuck in the not enoughness, then this message is for you. I want you to stop and go within. And I want you to really get what's going on here. And I want you to get the message that God has designed for you. Not what your brain is telling you, not what you think other people are saying about you. I want you to really get the meaning of the message. Because it's not that you're not good enough. It's not that you can't have what you want. And it's not that it's not going to happen for you. There's something. It's like that kink in the garden hose. All that has to happen is for you to release your hands that are clutching onto that hose that are creating the kink so that the water can't flow. And as women, we've really got to take a look at what is it exactly? Because oftentimes we're making the kink about we don't deserve, or it's not okay to ask for more, or somebody else is more talented or special, or who am I? All the low vibrational thoughts. And that's not ever what God means for this season in your life to be about. God wants for you to get the awakening. God wants for you to get the lesson. God wants for you to get the up level, for you to get the direction, for you to get the support. All of that involves you getting great at receiving. So you're going to have to adjust your crown right now, and you're going to have to open up to receiving your good. And the first starting place for you to receive these powerful messages that are meant for you and only you is that you must come from a mindset of abundance and certainty. You must come from knowing that the riches, whatever form they're meant to take, are absolutely 100% there for you. So then it's like you get to go on this like beautiful adventure, this beautiful treasure hunt. You know that the treasure is there and you're like, you're looking under this rock and you're looking behind that bench and you're looking in this flower patch. And it's like, well, it's not there. It's not there. It's not there. And you're not getting discouraged. You're almost getting more like, okay, well, it's not there. Well, where else could it be? Because you know that it is there. And any time that I have stopped the wheels from spinning out in my head, and really genuinely went to seek, what is this about? Why am I experiencing this closed door? And then what am I making this closed door mean? Because usually what I'm making it mean is not what God doesn't have the same meaning. So when I look at, okay, this is a closed door, like this client didn't sign up. Well, maybe all it means is that there's another client that's meant to work with you, and maybe you're making it mean no one's ever going to sign up. Maybe somebody asking for a refund doesn't mean that you're not supposed to succeed financially. Maybe it's time for you to finally get your systems and structures in place so that when people sign up, they understand that there's a no refund policy. Or maybe when that client asks for a refund, maybe it's because this is an opportunity for you to get your messaging clearer, take a greater stand for who that ideal client actually is. Maybe when that friend keeps like not being available to you, It's because you're supposed to invite someone else to brunch. There's all kinds of opportunity if you're willing to take a look at it. And I could tell you story after story, all the times when I was doing something because I genuinely thought I should, or I thought it would make money, or I thought it was what I was supposed to do, or it's what worked in the past. So I just thought that repeating that, that success leaves footprints. But every single time that I genuinely went into, "Dear God, what is this about?" I never heard dead end. I never heard not enough. I never heard not deserving. Redirection? Sure. End of era? Okay. Get more masterful with a particular skill set? Great. It was never the doom and gloom. It was never that I can't have it or that I'm not meant to have it. It was never any of that. So I'm inviting you right now to be a queen in your life and in your business and not a princess. Enough with the pity party. Enough with the woe is me. Enough with the any form of insecurity or lack of confidence. You are a child of God. The creator of the universe also created you as a masterpiece. So I want you to own that. I want you to own that, own you, own the greatness, and remember that God's in charge of it all. Whoever the ideal clients are supposed to be, wherever the money is supposed to come from, however the solution is meant to appear, whoever the team member is that's meant to show up, all of it, all of it, all of it. It's all under God's command. So when you show up as the queen that you are, boldly professing and proclaiming that you are here for contribution, that you are here for greatness, and that you are available to be guided, I can promise you, you will be. And is God's timing always God's, always your timing? God's timing is almost never my timing. Some stuff that I'm willing to wait a long time for, all of a sudden, boom, pops in. I think it was like a week or two ago, I just had the idea, I'm like, I want to be on a magazine cover. I didn't even know what magazine. I just wanted to be on a magazine cover. I didn't deal with how unlikely it is that at the age of 48 that I was going to be on some sort of magazine cover. But I just said, God, I feel like being on a magazine cover this year. And 2 weeks later, I did nothing for this. Other than toss that desire out, figured, I don't know, maybe if I really get into like my super workout mode and we could do like, 48 and feeling great and pitch me to Shape Magazine or something. Like, I don't know. I didn't give it much attention, but I was like, I want to be on Cover Magazine. 2 weeks later, I thought it would take a long time is my point. 2 weeks later, I get an email from a woman who owns a magazine and she wanted me to be a contributor in it. That doesn't surprise me because I'm a coach that has content and okay, that opportunity wasn't, I didn't know it was going to come in, and I was grateful for it, but it didn't shock me. Then when she said, she wanted me to be on the cover of, I think it's like the May issue. I'm like, at the time of this recording, this is like March. I was like, great. And then other things that I think that are just supposed to like, okay, like I wave my magic wand and it's like, Zappo, God, let's see this manifestation. And I wait and I wait and I wait. So you got to get whatever you got to get. But one thing I know that will make this process so much more fun and so much easier is if you get into a real relationship with God and not just using prayer as a last resort and not just going to God when you want something, but actually waking up and beginning your day in relationship with God, thanking God that you woke up that day, that there's air in your lungs that you're breathing, and then whatever else you're thankful for. The sunny sky, the partner sleeping next to you, the opportunity to work with whatever clients or team members you're going to be working with that day, like just like your health, whatever it is. And then to really let yourself be guided. I think that so much stress that goes on in women's lives and so much of what this kink is that's not letting us get to the next level is because we're future tripping and we're not in today. And if you take a look at today and you ask for direction for today, it is ask and you will receive. And very likely, you're going to realize that today you actually have money in the bank to buy food, to do whatever it is you need to do. And if you don't, because I've been there also, then yes, then that money must come in today. But if it doesn't, let today be what today needs to be about. So many women are so wrapped up in security and future tripping and planning. Like, you are not a walking Stephen Covey planner. You are a living, breathing child of God that can, you know, and freedom is a thought away. And in a holy instant, you can see something entirely new. I find when I wake up and I start my day in gratitude and, you know, play around with God, say, hey, God, how do you want to dazzle me today? God and I do the daily dazzle. How do you want to dazzle me today? And then I'll go into reading something that's going to really nourish my spirit, like really develop my relationship with God. I read, I journal, I work out, and then I'll come to my desk and say, what's today about? And I only ask for the divine guidance for that day. And sometimes, like, if it's on a coaching day, like today happens to be a coaching day for me. And so I could feel the temptation of the flutter in my head wanting to like think about, oh my gosh, but I got to do this and I got to get that done and I got to do all these other things. But the truth is my day is completely filled up with podcasts and coaching calls today. Nothing else is going to happen. Not a thing. Not an email is going to get answered. Not a thing. And so I grounded myself in that. And then today, so I, rather than letting myself spin out about all the other stuff that needs to get done, I said, dear God, how can I be of service today? And my desire was to be in joy in being so focused on my amazing coaching clients and my amazing podcast listeners. And that's it. And don't expect more from yourself than what today allows. Yesterday, I asked God, like, okay, what's today about for me? And my brain was a little bit like that snow globe, right? Like it was like there was like a bunch of stuff fluttering. So I got a legal pad out and I wrote them all down. And there was 19 things that I needed to, little like, doesn't even matter. And even though my brain wanted to go into like, oh, but I've got to create the content for the next Q Club filming that's coming, like the other projects, right? I said, no, I asked, what is today about? The guidance was clean up all this stuff that needed to get done. So I made my list of the 19 things and I just started doing them and crossing them off and doing them. And I let yesterday be about that. And I get it now. Like yesterday, like there was forward movement. Everything that needs to be done didn't get done yesterday in terms of the future tripping. But a whole bunch of stuff did. My inbox got cleaned out. I got to cross off 19 things on my list, which then I can see now gave me clarity. So I'm not thinking about all that stuff. I get to be totally focused on my clients and my podcasting today. And then I have set my life up and I looked at my calendar tomorrow, and tomorrow there's a really big chunk of time. So that's when I'm going to go into content creation. I'm not doing any calls tomorrow. I'm not doing any podcasts tomorrow. I'm not doing any of like the nattery cross the stuff off the checklist tomorrow. Tomorrow's like this like big day, big chunk of time where I get to go into creative mode for the next Q Club filming that I've got coming up. And that feels so exciting and joyful. So it's like when you realize that when you're in connection with God, every day has its purpose. And if your purpose that day is to read wealth consciousness books and get yourself in alignment about like really understanding that there is no lack of money in the world, then that's what part of that day is supposed to be. Or if your day today is about reaching out and offering a bunch of discovery calls, then that's what your day is about today. Or if it's finishing that sales page or creating a bunch of content for your social media calendar. I mean, I'm not like that organized where like I have it all planned out. So it's, and especially if I'm in any kind of place of like, oh gosh, there's like too much to do. Notice how I didn't say overwhelmed. Then I just wake up and say, what is today for? What is today for? And when you get that guidance and you go with it, let it be enough. Also, trust it. If you're asking God what today is for and you are following that guidance, your needs will be met. There will be a divine timing to things, because trust me, when I was in that place and I realized my bank account was down to zero and I needed $75 to pay my phone bill that was due that day, yeah, the guidance was make $75 today. And so then I went into asking the question, well, how can I make $75 that day? Like I didn't know how to get new clients at that time. And that's when I heard start the Queen Esther CD of the Month Club and sell three, you know, there's two ways to make money. One is to get new clients and two is to sell more to the clients that you have. And I had a small handful of clients. And so I reached out to them. And that day, because that was the divine assignment, make $75, I didn't even have the CDs done. I didn't even have the topics for the CDs. Like I didn't have a sales page for it. Anyway, I went and called the first person and said, hey, I'm really enjoying working with you in a coaching perspective. Would you like more of these messages during the week? I'm starting this Queen Esther CD of the Month Club. It's $25 a month. You know, are you? And the first person said, yes, great, took down the credit card. Second person said, yes, great, took down the credit card. And then the third person who happened, I knew happened to be like the wealthiest client I had, she started hemming and hawing and I was like, rah, rah. And she's like, you know, Gina, I don't really like recurring payments on my credit card. I'm thinking, well, sister, who does? But like, I didn't know anything else at the time. And she's like, well, can I just pay you for the year in full? And I was like, yes. So I want you to see that when you wake up and just follow the divine assignment for that day, because this day is all you have. And this is the day that the Lord made. It's not a bad one. It doesn't have to be a bad one. So you can make it a great day. And when you focus on what today is about, let tomorrow take care of itself. And you'll wake up and you'll ask the same thing tomorrow. And then the next day and the next day. But it's women like us that this world needs us to be present, needs us to be grounded, needs us to be clear in our thinking and our intuition and our confidence. Because it's us that has been prepared for such a time as this. The world is watching. And no, you're not meant to stay in chronic debt. And no, you're not meant to be in chronic struggle. But so much of that is going to turn around when you turn around your thinking, when you show up for what today is for. So let's say a prayer to get you grounded and centered on today. Because when you're in your power and certainty today, that next level, that breakthrough, it's coming. And it's going to come in even faster because you got yourself out of the worry. You got yourself out of the stress. You got yourself out of the doubt, out of the disbelief. And you got yourself connected with literally the creator of the universe in the present moment. So let's pray. Ah, dear God, thank you. Thank you for this day. Thank you for creating us exactly as we are. And I ask that you take every woman listening precisely where she is in this moment. And we're asking for your blessing, for your favor, and for your divine guidance today. Use us greatly. Use us profoundly. Use us in your power, in your love. And show us how to take the next steps that, not that we think we should take, that you would have us take, since you have ordered our steps. We're not trying to figure this out on our own any longer. And in this moment, we put our faith in you. We put our finances in your hands. We put our message or anything that's unclear, we put all that in your hands. And ask for you to make it clear for us. And we pray all of this, knowing that it's your spirit is here. You say, give us this day our daily bread. So we know that that bread comes in many different forms and is meant in many varieties for many different women. Give us today our daily bread. Give us today our daily assignment. And together, we know that you are enough, that we are enough, that this is enough. And we pray this believing. Amen. All right, my love. So ask for your divine assignment today, knowing that this step will lead you to your next level. The next level, it's already in you. You don't have to go looking for it. You're just going to uncover it. And the way you're going to uncover it, first and foremost, is by being certain that it's there. Secondly, you're going to ask, what is my role today? And then third, you're going to take the action step for today. And lastly, you're going to let God dazzle you. I want you to take a screenshot of this episode and tag me on Instagram because I want to hear how God dazzled you as a result of you taking these steps today. Mwah! Lots of love. Darling, I hope you enjoyed this episode and you're feeling uplifted. And if you are looking for more of the high vibes, if you're trying to like figure out your life and just wondering what is going on with yourself and your career and your next level calling, I have some great news for you. I am hosting an absolutely free 5-day virtual retreat. It's called Uncover Your Next Level Calling. I know this is something that I've been in. I know so many other women, friends, colleagues, clients. Everyone's just like, what am I doing with my life? And what's this next level, real like deep soul calling about? What's passionate? What's exciting? What's no more boring, same old stuff that's not working, getting rid of all struggle and lack. So if you are up for this mini free virtual retreat, come join me April 12th through 16th. You can sign up at divineliving.com/next level. I'm going to be pouring into you every single day that week, and you are not going to be the same person, the same woman on Monday, April 12th that you are on Friday, April 16th. This is all about helping you get clear and confident and just totally out of the box about what else is actually possible for you. So come join me, divineliving.com/next level. You can share this link in your social, with your friends, anything. This is totally free for global women. I want to see you there. divineliving.com/next level. All right, my beautiful. I hope that you have loved this episode and it has been a blessing in your life. And if you could use a little extra love and support in sisterhood, I want to invite you to join me in my global community in the Audacity to Be Queen free companion course. This is completely free. And when you go to divineliving.com/audacity, you're going to get meditations, you're going to get videos, you're going to get workbooks, you're going to get Q&A call replays with me. It's just a whole bunch of positive programming completely for free. I want to make sure that you have this love in your life. So go get it now at divineliving.com/audacity.